Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Ah, gotta love the holidays. Folks from all over gathering around the dinner table, making new memories, sharing stories, laughs, and succulent beef. So satisfying that seconds are a given. Fact is, there's nothing better than the beautiful sight and unbelievable aroma of a mouth-watering ribeye placed front and center, cooked to perfection for your favorite people to savor. No matter what the occasion, the silence around the table after that first bite says it all. That's one heck of a ribeye. How's that for making memories? Beef. It's what's for dinner.
This holiday message funded by beef farmers and ranchers. The Oklahoma Beef Council reminds you, you can learn more about your checkoff by going to oklabeef.org. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Beef, it's what's for dinner. We've reached the week of Christmas 2019, and for agricultural markets, that means it's going to be an interrupted trading week as far as our ag futures go. Our livestock trade will be closing at 12:15 p.m. on Tuesday, Christmas Eve. Close, of course, Christmas Day, reopening on Thursday, December 26th. The grain futures will be closing at 12:05 p.m. Central Time on Christmas Eve. Close Christmas Day, reopening on Thursday, December 26th. Livestock auction barns pretty well all closed this week and closed next week as well. A few starting to reopen after the 1st of January, the 2nd, 3rd of January. But for the most part, it's the week of January 6th before most of our livestock auction barns reopen once again for the new year. Now, it is that week of January 6th, actually Tuesday, January 7th, when the Senate might start working on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. The USMCA passing the House of Representatives easily this last week. The trade deal next heads to the Senate, assuming that all the paperwork's done on that, and assuming that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi continues to hang on to the impeachment documents for a while, that could mean that there could be a window for the Senate to consider USMCA before an impeachment trial. Senate Finance Committee Chair Chuck Grassley, at the end of this last week, announced his committee intends to hold a markup session hearing on January 7th based on the expectation that the Senate will have received the legislation beforehand from the House of Representatives. Last Friday, the final cattle on feed report of 2019 released by the U.S. Department of Agriculture showing 12 million head of cattle on feedlot in feedlots as of December 1 of this year. That is 2% above December 1 of 2018, according to USDA. Placements into feedlots were just over 2 million head, 5% above 2018. During November, marketings of fed cattle came in at 1.81 million head, 3% under that of 2018. The report came out about in line with on-feed average estimates ahead of the report. 1.9% above a year ago was the pre-report guess. Placements well above the pre-report guess of just 1.2% above a year ago. Marketings were about where the trade was expecting at 97.4%. Speculators and analysts say that the Monday live cattle futures may well be pressured by the larger than expected placement number, 5% above that of 1 year ago. You've got farm news on Ron. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock wants to say thank you for a great 2019, and they invite you to be a part of Bell Ringer 33. The 2020 Bell Ringer sale will be happening the 8th and 9th of January, Wednesday and Thursday, at the front end of the National Western Stock Show in Denver, Colorado. Host hotel for Bell Ringer 2020, Doubletree by Hilton on Quebec Street in Denver. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.